So we're up to the paragraph, Vehine Barambam. In the, at least in my edition, it's the Grizz Daf Dalad. Daf Dalad. I guess Dalad Amud Aleph, right-hand side. Vehine Barambam Perek Beis Sham Halacha Beis Zelashono. Vitzorach li zoher beparshios shim osa hastuma psucha o apsucha stuma paslan. Ushloshes aparshios avishonos kulam psuchos. Uparsha achrona shivayayim shemoa stuma. Uve perakesham alacha beis gabi mezuza pasak. Zelashono, u'mitzvah lasos revach shebein parsha shma, levayayim shamoa parsha stuma, v'maso sa psucha k'sheira, l'fi she'ena smucha la minatara. Okay, so basically we're not going to get into the. There's two types of two forms of psucha and three forms of stuma. But just basically, a psucha always is at the starts at the beginning of the line, and a stuma is in the middle of the line. And psucha and stuma by Sefer Torah is a posel. If you get any of them wrong, you make a stuma psucha, psucha stuma. It's a psul in the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah has no kedusha Sefer Torah. Okay, so by tefillin, you have to make them, the first three are psuchas, which means that the first three, the first, very first pasuk, whatever it may be, has to begin at the beginning of the line. And Vayam Shemoa starts in the middle of a line. And by mezuzah, l'chadchila, it's stuma, but if you make it psucha, it's kosher. L'fishena smucha la minatara. Now we'll get to that gemara in a second. Ukvar hikshu, ma'ishna tefillin mimezuzah. V'alo gam gabi tefillin shayach hachtayma, mibnei shena smucha la minatara. Right, those four parshas are not samach in the Torah at all. Okay, and therefore, I guess ostensibly the question is that what do we care what the tzura is between the two parshas? Just like you don't care by mezuzah. You don't care ultimately if you made it a rel of one to the other, whether they're stumos or psuchos, because ain't a smucha lemon Torah. So the same thing should be true by tefillin. Okay. V'hinei mikor divrei Rambam hu, kefi anira, maha de'isa b'mnachas, daf lamed beis, lema mesayeya lei, ki yotze bo, sefer Torah shabalo, tefillin shabalo, eino samehem mezuzo, lefi shem maridim mikdusha chamur, lekdusha kala. Right, ha moridin. But if you told me that in fact you could be morid osin, would you tell me you could still do it? Amai hachastumas v'hachapsuchas. Umeforish haram da pirchihi mitfilin. V'shma mina degam bitfilin. Tzrich alios parshas v'ayayim shamoa. Stuma dafka. Kamoshi ksuva b'torah. V'lo dami lemezuzah. Aval ikar adover taima boy. Maishna tefillin mimezuzah. Valo gam gabi tefillin shayach ach taima shein samach lo min haTorah. V'lam yehi posel b'dieved. So the Grizz found a gemara that's in line with the way the Rambam might have derived it from. But it still doesn't answer the question, why doesn't the same tam apply to tefillin? Namely, they're not smuchala minatara, so what do I care if they're psuchos or stumos? Okay, v'hine milashon Rambam shekasav gabi mezuzah u'mitzvah lasos revach shebein parshas Shema leparshas Vayayim Shemoa parshas Stuma mashma delo kapdin and rak ala revach shebein parshas Shema leparshas Vayayim Shemoa aval parshas Shema ba'atzma ein lashum din im yaseasa Stuma psucha, meaning where you place Shema Yisrael. We don't care if you place it, the sofer starts at the beginning of the line, or he starts in the middle of the line. We don't care if he makes it a psucha or a stuma there. Okay? V'yachal asos kamosh yirtza. V'yil agabe tfilin, halo mevor, lehejya, b'divrei rambam, dal kol ha-parshios nebar din psuchos u'stumos. V'gam parshas kadesh, shehi harishona, tzarech lasos, adafka psucha. Umechumavur came lehejia b'divrei Rambam shloshes parshios arishonos kulam suchos. Right? Whereas by tefillin you don't care about Shema. The only thing you have a din of the lechatchila should be stumos. But it could be psucha. That's only talking about how you really begin the second parsha, Vayayim Shamoa, and there is the relationship between the two. But where you put Shema, the Ram doesn't indicate at all. Whereas by Tefillin, no. He says even Kadesh Li has to be, that first parsha has to be a, what do you call it? Has to be a Psucha. So it's not just the relationship between the parshios, because there is no relationship to anything when you're writing the beginning of Kadesh Li. There's nothing above it, obviously. It's blank. It's the first parsha. Vav mefurish bezed the dim suchos u'stumos shebet filin lo nemar klal ala revach shemein parsha la parsha. Rak ha parshios atzmon tzrichen lios ksuvin kamoshen ksuvas betora. Kol achas kedina. Ha psucha psucha va stuma stuma. Vimshina osa medina psula. So rather, what must you say? Since there's no logic within the system of tefillin to tell me that the first parsha should be a psucha, since there's nothing before it, so what's the pshat of psucha? But the answer is no. The halacha is that it must exactly be that you must lift, so to speak, the parsha from the Sefer Torah and now make that a parsha in the tefillin. So it has to be an exact duplicate of the parshios in the Torah. Okay. So that's why the first three have to be psuchos and the last one has to be a stuma. Mashena came by mezuzah kol adin psuchos stuma ha'omer bezer hu rak ala revach shebein parsha la parsha velo ala parshios atzman. But over here the whole din of psuchos stuma is simply a din because of the relationship between the two parshas. But there is no halacha that it has to be an exact copy. You're not taking the parshas HaTorah and being koveya it here. It's a separate thing. So now it's only the relationship between the two of them that you could speak about. Okay. Ulefi zehare mevor heitev madasir leila Rambam. So that's his first step. That's basically his first step. Ulefiz erei mevor heitem madas filela rambam lo shayach betfilin taima de'enes smuchala min haTorah. D'chol ze hayash shayach im hayinu donin din stuma ala revach shebein parsha la parsha. D'hu din hanasa mishtei haparshios biyachad. So it's only if you were dealing with that relationship, then you could talk about whether or not that's a real relationship or not between Parsha A and Parsha B. Then you can start talking about reasons. Well, it's not smucha the Torah, so you see it's not a real relationship. Then you can logically say that. Du din anasa mishtei ha-parshios biyachad. Uvezeh kevet she'enem smuchan zelezeh ba-Torah. Alkein, loich paslan gamim ha-revach she'meintayim parsha pesucha. Aval betfilin da din hu al kol parsha b'fnei atzma. Shetiyeh kamoshi ksuva b'Torah. Imkein parshas vayam shemo. Mitzar atzma tzricha liyos stuma. Kamoshi ksuva b'Torah. Vein din parshas shalot toli klal b'parshas shma she'etzla. Right. it's intrinsic that this parsha has to be a duplicate. It has to be parsha satori. You have to take the parsha satori and make it and put and be koveyat in the tefillin. So whatever that parsha is in the Torah, that whatever its tsura saparsha is, that's exactly what we have to do. It's nothing to do with the relationship between it and another parsha. Okay, good. Vein din parsha latoli klal b'parsha shmasha etzla. Im kei memelo shayach b'zeh taima, dein esmuch ala min ha-Torah. Olachi pasuk ha-Rambam, the betfilin im shin apostle. Okay, so that's step one. So in this step, what has he done? And you'll see, of course, he's going to come back. Right now, you don't know what this has to do with his previous point, namely that the Rambam is in line with the Tosfos and the Ran, that Seder has nothing to do with the Maisa Ksiva, and that Seder is simply halacha in the Chefza, and therefore you cannot have as a psul the idea of Seder by the Tefillin Shalyat, since they're really four separate parshios. And the same thing with the Shorosh, of course, except that's a separate halacha, that there's a din of Seder insofar as how they should be munachim in the batim. But that's a separate halacha. Okay. So what's got, okay, we don't know what that has to do with that. But let's just continue into his line of thought here. Okay, so far simple. Veha'omnam de'ikar hachmilsa time aboy. All right, it's good we took this step, the Grizz is saying, but you're not satisfied yet. Maishna ve'emes mezuzah mitfillin b'hach milsa. V'maylo neime de gamba mezuzah dim psucha v'stuma ala parshios v'atzmon. Kimo gabi tfillin. V'yitzarech lasos parsha shma dafka parsha psucha kimo sheksuv b'torah. Kimo shehisna rambam gabi tfillin. De gam parshas kadesh tiyeh parsha psucha achi rishona. In other words, this first step, this chiluk, that tefillin has to be the tzuras haparsha of the Torah. But that's not true by mezuzah. So mezuzah is just a separate thing. The question is, but is there some underlying cause to that? Or is it just happens to be that way? So that's what the Grizz is saying. Time a boy. Why should it be that way? So now, how does the Grizz deal with that? So he says, you gotta follow this now. Ulam nira deharambam mochiach kein megufa sugya. The ikamanda amar the sover psuchos dafka umishum de enes smuchala minatora. Yeah, one second. That's the Gemara where on in Menachos. What is it? Lamed Beis. Hang on. Yeah, it says like this. Amar Rav Shimon bar Lazar Remeir hayakosva al dursustus. He's describing how Remeir wrote his mezuzah. And he used to make a revach, a space, on top, and a revach milmata. Va'osa parshioseha psuchos. Amartilo, Rebbe, matam, what's the reason? And it's why you're making the parshios mezuzah psuchos, when in the Torah, they're stumos. All right. Amar li hoel ve'ein smuchos min haTorah. Okay. So that's his answer. Because they're not smuchos in the Torah. One's in Veschanan, one's in Nekev. So that's why I make them psuchos. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion how the Psak Halacha is. What is the Psak? And finally the Gemara says that no, we only paskin like him by the idea of the Revach. that you need a revach milmala and a revach milmata. Elav shma mina, a revach, shma mina. Rav Nachma Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah lasos on stumos, vi avdinu psuchos, shapir dami. So the mitzvah is to make them stumos, not like Rebbe Meir. The mitzvah is to make them stumos, but if you made them psuchos, it's shapir dami. It's good. And the Rambam learns, obviously, what's the shapir dummy? The shapir dummy is the svara of Rameya. It's just that it's not a svara that makes it lechatchila to do it that way. So if, since they're not smuchos, that's why you can make it psuchos, and it's still kosher. Really, you should make it stumos, between Shema and Vayayim Shemoa, but if you made it psuchos, then you elicit Reb Meir's reasoning and say, yes, it's okay, because Einam smuchos lo min haTorah. Okay, that's the facts of the Gemara. I don't know anyone else. I mean, I really didn't look all over. You know, there's not that many Rishonim here, obviously, so not so, but it sounds like that, you know, when the Gemara says that Iavdino Psucha Shapir Dami, I would imagine that probably everyone agrees with that kind of reasoning, but I'm not 100% positive. The Rambam's idea. But we're learning Rambam now, anyhow. Okay. So that's the Gemara Menachos. So who is the Griz now? So he says, Ulam Nirad Rambam Ochiach came in Gufasugya. The Ikamanda Omar, the Sover Psuchos Dafka. That's Rebbe Meir. Reb Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rebbe Meir. Umishum the Ainus Mukhla Menatara. Hare la Hejia, the Din Parsha Shibbe Mezuzah, Yeshla Din Miyuchad. Dare Betora Hain Stumas. Uva Mezuzah, Tsrichalios Psuchos Dafka. Uval Korchach du din parsha nemer b'misuyim al mezuzah ala revach shabein parsha la parsha. So you see clearly from the Gemara that it's a separate din. It's a separate, completely separate phenomenon from the parsha of the Torah. It has its own separate halachas. The parsha's tefillin. Darei chazina datam de ain smuchas minatora goreim shetia haparsha pesucha dafka. Hareidu din parsha mesuyim hanema b'mezuzah al harevach shemain shma levayayim shemoa. Masheino came betfillin keva de meikara din shel ksivas tfillin. Ain lahem shum seder klal ze im ze. All right, here comes the tie-in now to his ideas before. In contrast to tefillin. Okay, so one second. So the Gemara in Menachos Lamed Beis, you see from that discussion that the Parsha's tefillin is has a whole different set of halachas. It's not just simply taking the Parsha's HaTorah and being koveya here. No, you see, it has its own halachas. Separate thing. On the contrary, ainam smuchas la min haTorah. So it has its own system here. But, in contrast to tefillin, why? Kevan de mikra din shal ksivas tefillin ainam shum seder klal zem zev umis kashri gam ba'arba oros. Right, even the shal yad. Imkein lo shayach klal betfilin the name of the yechol din parsha psucha stuma mitzad din tfilin ba'atzmon al harevach shebein parsha la parsha. Because there is no inherent idea of a revach between a parsha la parsha. Uval karchach dahad kamar gemara de betfilin heim stumos who's a din ala parshios ba'atzmon shetzrichan liyos kamo shiksuvas betorah. Vein ze klal medine ha-revach shebein parsha la-parsha. Deze lo shayach klal betfilin kemoshe kasavnu. Or kemoshe kasavnu nira, nicha. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah, 1 second. Yeah, just before, 1 second. So, this is all very nice. But of course, what still bothers you, or at least bothers me, is you want to say again to the Grizz, the Iker Hachmilsa Taimabai. Now it's all the Grizz is showing you is like a certain concrete logic from within the Gemara. Now it's based on the presentation of Gemara, this is what's going to emerge. But really the question that you're really disturbed with, why is it that by tefillin, is it simply the halacha that it's to duplicate the Parshas HaTorah? And by mezuzah, it's not. It's not. Because by mezuzah, no, it's, right. Why is it that by mezuzah, do you say the idea that the, ain't smuchas lamen haTorah? Well, no, that's a different point. One second. Two different points. Let me get it clear. 1 second. Give me 1 second. In other words, by mezuzah, let's take it like the Rambam's way. So by mezuzah, the halacha is that it has to be lechatchila smucha. And then you tell me b'di'eved, if you didn't do a psucha and you did it. I'm sorry, the other way. Lechila has to be stuma. I'm sorry. The chila has to be stuma. But, b'di'evet, if you did it psucha, it's still good, because it's ain't a smucha la menatara. That itself requires an explanation. So, you know, what do you see from that? You see that there is some relationship, and it's not a duplicate of the Torah. It's not a duplicate of the Torah, but it's its own idea. Haraya, because it's true, it has to be stuma lechatchila. But b'di'evet, it could be psucha. So that itself shows you that it doesn't have to be logically a duplicate of the Torah. Whereas tefillin, right? Where is in tefillin? What's that?
Because it would be possible in a sefer Torah, you
said. It'd be possible in a mezuzah. No, yeah, right.
The evidence would work if you mixed it up in a mezuzah, but it would be possible in a sefer Torah if you mess up two fucking tefillin.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right, because over here, b'di'eved, in the Torah, it's really written a stuma. Parshas Vayam Shemoa is a stuma. But over here, b'di'evet, if you write it as a psucha, it's good. Why? Sheina smucha lamen haTorah. So it shows you openly, it doesn't have to be like it is in the Torah. It's some other system. So right away, that needs some kind of explanation. What kind of idea is that? It's, just to tell me, well, I know one thing. It's true. It's an important step. I know one thing. Mezuzah is not a duplicate of the Parsha of the Torah. Essentially. Because it's only the Chachil you have to write it Stuma. But you see, it can't be because of the concept of duplicating the Torah, because you see it's good the other way. And the reason is exactly because ain't smucha lamen haTorah. So you see, it's a separate thing. And yet, by tefillin, it seems pretty clear. He's going to hammer home the point now. Maybe we should just go a little bit further. Just one more thing. That it's clear that by tefillin it is a duplicate of the Torah. Yeah, look what he says. Lefize arei mevor heitev ma detefillin kaptinen gam al parshas kadesh tei psucha. Uv mezuzah mash medivrei Rambam dal parshas shma lekashum dinim im yasel sa psucha stoma. That's pretty clear. That's true. Rambam doesn't say where you have to write the shma. He just talks about the revach between shma and vayam shemoa. But he doesn't say anything about the shma itself. But by tefillin, you don't say that. There, you say they all have to be psuchos. Even kadesh has to be a psucha. So he says lefiza davar mavor heitev dibe mezuzah the din parsha shalahu din mechudash medine ksivas mezuzah im kame meila the lo nemru dine a parshios rak berevach shvein parsha la parsha. Kida ashkechan gam b'sefer Torah the lo nemru dine parshios. B'tchilas ha-svarim. Ayin baram, perachas, milchasei v'torah, v'kesev mishnah sham. Harei delo nemru dine parshios, rak b'shekosav lefneyem. V'imkein gam b'mezuzah, kevin the din parshios shalahu, din mechudah shal mezuzah, hatoli b'din ksivas mezuzah atzma. Oh, so imkein emel, delo nemru dine parshios, rak al v'yam shemoa, v'lo al shema, shehiri showed up. Right, so now you tell me this is like a new kind of entity, a new kind of phenomenon called Ksivas Parshas Mezuzah. So now, just like a Sefer Torah, the beginning's not going to have any halachas because there's nothing before it to talk about. There's no existence before it. Oh, so now the only time you can talk about Parshas Stuma and Psucha is only going to be the relative between the two Parshios themselves. Just like in a Sefer Torah, the exact same thing. Very good. In came a male lo nemru dine parshas rak al vayam shemov al shmashi rishona masha ainu came betfillin. Aye, how can you tell me by tefillin? That's impeccable logic. You can't talk about psuch and stuma if there's nothing before it. So now, how do you talk about it when it comes to tefillin? Masha ainu came betfillin. The din parshias shalahen ainu din mechudash mikoach dine ksivas tefillin atzma. It's not like a new idea of Ksivas Tefillin, because if it was a new idea of Ksivas Tefillin, that this is an entity like that, then you couldn't tell me Kadesh has a din of Psucha Stuma in of itself. Doesn't make any sense. Relative to what? So what must you say logically? Rak Mishum Da Parsha Tzrichelios Bedina Kemoshi Ksuva Betorah. In kingdom achad of a Torah parsh kadesh he psucha gam betzvilim tzricha liyos psucha. Okay, that's his logic. So that's what you see clearly. The fact that you can have a din chal even on parshas kadesh that it should be a psucha. There's only one logical conclusion the Grid says you can make from that. That it's a separate halacha. That it has to exactly be a duplicate. You have to take the Parshas HaTorah and make it part of the Tefillin. That's the din. So it already has that Tzura in the Torah. That's why it has the Tzura here. But if it was a whole new phenomenon of Ksivas Tefillin, then it would be impossible. Just like in the Sefer Torah itself. You can't tell me how I should write Brachos. Does it have to be at the beginning of the line or the middle of the line? Where's that coming from? It has nothing relative to it that it should demand psucha stuma. So that's why you only have the dine revach, stuma psucha, between parshios. So how do you have it over here? Oh, the answer is it's a duplicate of that. But my zuzah, you see, it's clearly it's a whole new idea. It's not simply copying the parshas haTorah. It's a new thing called ksivas mezuzah. And since it's a new thing called Ksivas Mezuzah, that's why there's no halacha where you write the Shema. And that's why the halacha is, well, at least according to one mandama, you see, the halacha is, that's why it is Psucha Lechatchila, because Eina Smucha Lamina Torah. And then according to the way we paskin, it should be Stuma. Okay, it should be Stuma, But b'diyaved, it could be psucha. So I would put it this way now. There's one major thing we should try to understand, and then there's another thing that would be really nice to understand. The major thing we should understand is, like I said before, what really is the difference? Can we formulate something that what is the difference between tefillin versus mezuzah, such that they have a completely different din parshios shalahem? One is a duplicate of the Torah, and the other is not. That would be nice to explain that. And then the second thing would be, and I could put it, it's really, you know, part A and part B, is it would be nice to define the machlokas in the Gemara Menachas. In other words, according to Rebbe Meir, mezuzah has to be psuchos. Why? Because ain't a smucha la mina Torah. But the other mandam, the way we paskin, is no, it should be stuma. But b'di'eved, if it's psucha, it's good. Why? Because it's not smucha la mina Torah. That's the round. Or part B, that is, leave out the machlokas, but at least understand the Rambam's lechatchila b'di'eved, which is the way we paskin. Try to understand that. That's a very interesting thing that it can go either way. Okay, that's my, that's what I have to add insofar as, you know, questions, you know, related to the Grizz. Yeah, I mean, we're, of course we'll learn like the Rambam anyhow, so just, the Shita is, you know, psuchos just means the relation between the two parshios. Maybe that's why they use it plural, psuchos, but it doesn't mean that the Shema has to be psucha. And if you look, plus if you look at Rashi, Amarti lo Rebbe Matam, it seems to confirm that suspicion, because Rashi says that it's stumos acha uvisharecha. So osa osam psuchos means the relationship between the two parshios. Okay. Anyhow. So we're following David's approach. So I wanted to show you. Take a look at the Tosas on Lamed Beis on the Beis. So it's going to be the top Tosas. But the Gemara says, in the middle of the Gemara, the Hilchasa, Tfilin lo boi sirtut, umezuza boya sirtut. Tefillin don't require sirtut, but mezuzah requires sirtut. So that's a whole fascinating problem. So take a look on the fourth line of the Tosas, Divrei Maskil HaMoridin. At the end of the line, it says, V'hodam Rinin. V'hodam mina b'sof perakama de Megillah, divrei shalom v'emes. Right, that's what it says in Megillah Esther. Divrei shalom v'emes. So the Gemara says melameh shetzricha sirtut ke'amita shel Torah, lo kemo shepirasham bekuntres demayri b'sefer Torah mamish. Because Tosas holds the only thing that requires sirtut is mezuzah, like the Gemara says. Umezuzah boya sirtut. Okay? Not even Sefer Torah. Not tefillin, not Sefer, just mezuzah. So what does he do with that Gemara says, Kamita shel Torah? So he says, Rashi's made a mistake. It doesn't mean Sefer Torah mamish. It doesn't mean the Chefta shel Sefer Torah. Elo b'mezuzah ka'amar. Shehi amita shel Torah. Sheyesh ba malchus shemayim, ukidemuka chacha de mezuzah bayasirtut. So very interesting. So Tosfos learns that the din of sirtut emerges in only one chafta. What is that? The Chefza, whose topic is only Yisori Adas, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. That's where it requires it. Because what is the mezuzah really made up of? So now if you were to know that, so you go to the first, I mean, the best way to know that is, of course, the first Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema. Okay, I take it back, the second Rambam. He says, Umahu kore, shalosh parshios elo, vehein shma vayam shamoa vayomer, umakdim in likros parshish shma, mipnei sheyesh ba tzivui al yichud Hashem, ve'ahavaso v'talmudo. Shua Iker Hagadol Shakol Toluibo. Ve Achareho Vayam Shamoa Shieshba Tzivui Al Shar HaMitzvos Kulon. And some maybe would add that Vayam Shamoa also has the idea of the relationship really between Asiyas HaMitzvos and Hashkacha. And Hashkachas Hashem. So the first two Parshios, Tosfos calls Amita Shel Torah. They're the fundamentals, the ultimate fundamentals of the whole system of Torah. Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Talmud Torah, which is of course ultimately studying the ideas and Maisei Hashem, and then Mitzvos and Hashkachas Hashem. So that's the Amita Shel Torah. That's the Chefta Shel Mezuzah. Mezuzah is a separate thing. It's a separate, you know, Sipur Dvarim of Yesod Yadas. Okay? That's the Amita Shel Torah. That's how Tosfos understood Amita Shel Torah in Gemara Megillah. So therefore, following David's idea, it's like this. By mezuzah, there is a certain tziruf between these two parshas. Namely, they are Amita Shel Torah, Yesod Hadas. So that's why, let's leave out, I'll get to the Chachila B'Yevit in a minute, but let's just understand just the basic logic, you know, which is of course to really understand even the B'Yevit. So therefore, that's why they could be Stuma. They could be Stuma, why? Well, 1 second. So since they have this underlying connection, these two Parshas, insofar as they're Amita Shel Torah, so that's why they could be Stuma. Stuma always reflects that there's a relationship between the Parshas. Whereas Psucha is the idea that it's like a new Parsha. Like a separate thing. Not necessarily connected. Stuma is a relationship. So that's why... So that's why No, I got it wrong before. I'm explaining the Chathila now, right? Yeah, I'm explaining the Chathila. Oh, that's good. It's even better. Yeah, the Chathila is I'm sorry. The Chathila is that they should be Stuma. Why? Because they have an underlying Tziruf. The Tziruf is their Amita Shel Torah. So that's very good. Why over here? So it explains two things. One, explains why mezuzah is not just halacha of taking the Parshas HaTorah and writing it here. No, because what's emerging here is, like David said, it's a separate entity, and it's a chefza of Amita Shel Torah, of Yesod Hadas. So therefore, it's a whole new concept. It's a new essence emerging here. Amita Shel Torah. And like Tosfos holds, it's the only case that even requires Sirtut in Shitas Tosfos. So therefore, that will explain also why Lechachil should be Stuma. Because Stuma is an idea of relationship between the two. The underlying relationship is exactly that. Yesod Hadas. It's a new thing. And it should be a lechatchila. You should show the relationship that Parshas Vayayim Shemo and Shema merge together to produce one chefza of Malchus Shemayim, of Yesod Yadasa, Mita Shel Torah. But by the tefillin, and I agree with David 100%, that's Laman Tiyeh Torah Hashem Beficha. So exactly right. The tefillin is, they are four, let's use this term, I mean it's a little bit loose, but they are four examples, or what did you call them? Microcosms of Torah. Of course, there are four microcosms of Torah that are related to mitzvahs tefillin, no doubt about it. They're not just accidental. But nevertheless, what are they? It's a separate halacha of limud Torah. Separate love, laman tiyeh Torah Hashem beficha. So therefore, since the tefillin reflect kol haTorah kula, that's exactly why they have to be written exactly like the Chefza Shel Torah. Because that's exactly what they have to be. They have to reflect the Chefza Shel Torah. They are four examples of the Chefza Shel Torah. So therefore they have to reflect in their Tzuras HaParshios that these are the Parshios Shel HaTorah. They're not a new essence. They're not a new essence of Parshios. That's Amita Shel Torah. That's Mezuzah. So that's exactly why by the Sefer Torah, by the Tefillin, which is, yes, they're like mini Sifrei Torah, there they have to reflect the Sefer Torah, the Limud HaTorah, the Kiyum of Laman Tiyeh Torah Hashem Beficha, which is the real objective of Mitzvahs Tefillin, as the Torah itself says. Okay? So that's why the Parshios have to be Psuchos, the first three have to be Psuchos, and the last one has to be Stumos. It has nothing to do with the relationship of the Parshios amongst themselves. In fact, as the Grizz says, there is no relationship between the Parshios, since each one is a separate entity of Laman Tiyeh Torah Hashem Beficha. It's a separate entity. They're unconnected as Parshios within the Mitzvah Tefillin. So that's exactly why they're an exact reflection. But my mezuzah, it's a whole new, like he calls it, Din Mechudesh. We're just taking it further. It is a Din Mechudesh. Why? It's a Din Mechudesh because that's its nature is to be a Din Mechudesh. It's a separate halacha of Amita Shel Torah. And therefore, that's why Lechatchila, you write them Stumos to show the relationship. To show that relationship. You see? Now comes, of course, our logic. Because if a guy says, no, maybe you're writing them Stumos to be like the Sefer Torah. No, but that's not true. Because you see, if you write them Psuchos, it would be good. So the Lechatchila of Stumos, logically, is for a different reason. And that's the Amita Shel Torah, to show the relationship that these two Parshios merge together to reflect the Yesod Yadas. Now, it would be nice, you know, if we could just sharpen up, like, point to the Rambam, so that's what it should be, Lechatchila. So why is Psuchos still good? And then whatever you're going to say why it's still good, you got to keep in mind that the Ram gives you a reason. Lefisha eina samach la min haTorah. And then it would be all extra nice to then define the other Shita, Rebbe Meir. What did Rebbe Meir hold? Rebbe Meir actually held that because they're not smuchas la min haTorah, they bedafka should be psuchas. Bedafka psuchas. Yeah. Alright, so we got it to follow. It would be nice to at least to Lechatchila, you know, we should Lechatchila understand the rounds of Lechatchila b'di'eved. And extra would be to define the machlokas in the Gemara. But finish up this paragraph, which I think will go pretty smoothly. And then the next paragraph is the one that I have a big difficulty understanding. I don't know what he did here. I don't understand how he works up shot in the Mechelta. Okay. So we'll take that up, God willing, next week. All right? All right, guys. All right, thank you. All righty, very good.